Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What's up, you guys? I'm B. Simone.
And I'm Megan Brooks.
And welcome to the Know For Sure podcast.
Do you know for sure?
Do you?
I'm pretty sure I know for sure, but this podcast is going to help us know.
You guys, you are about to tune in to a great episode with our team KFS family. Y'all, the episode got juicy. It's long. So guess what? This is part one. We got three parts. So stay tuned. Enjoy part one and you'll see part two next week. We love you guys. Enjoy the show.
You guys, welcome back to the Know For Sure podcast. If you are on YouTube or Patreon, you're seeing something a little different today. You're in for a treat. Okay. Ashley wants to pray.
And we can I'm so glad that you knew that. Because
Okay.
Wait, hold on.
There you go.
Ooh, what about say?
Are you in the mic? Yes. There you go. Sorry.
Remember, we're on a podcast. You're not in the mic still.
There you go.
I'm sorry. We're trying to pray in the mic so she can hear you, but really only God needs to hear it.
Really.
But, first of all, God, please bless this food. Let it fit for all of our
bodies. Yes, God. Yes.
But in addition to that, God.
Yeah. Monumental.
Life-changing, forever connecting all of us.
Yes.
Today's episode, you wherever two or more people.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Oh, thank you.
Amen.
So, y'all, welcome back to the Know For Sure podcast. I am B. Simone.
I'm Megan Ashley.
And this is our podcast where we talk about healing, growing, evolving relationships. Not just romantic relationships, but just like the platonic relationship I have with my best friend to my right of 20 years, you guys.
We're joined with our team.
Yeah. Can I have a little bit of your water?
Come on,
just
man.
A little, please. I know it's dry.
Mine is.
I just need a little water, Megan, please.
But not taste yours because yours looks so good. Look at mine.
Can I just have a little of your water? Thank you. Sorry, y'all. If you're listening, if you're only doing audio, I'm sorry. You're not in for a treat because you cannot see what we're doing. We have a whole buffet in front of us, you guys. We're in New York City. We're eating noodles.
And the truth is, we're hungover.
We're hungover.
No, for sure.
Because I never wake
you're
up
not
hungry.
Hungover?
No, she just hungry.
Hungover.
But I never wake up hungry.
Definitely.
You're last not hungover because you wouldn't take that last shot, but that's fine.
Baby. Because me and Megan.
No.
We was taking shots until we went to sleep.
Out of the bottle.
No. The bottle was on the balcony this morning.
Because I knew not to.
Listen, like, me and it was good.
What?
Mine, banging too.
Me and Kinda sitting doing our makeup, and we're sitting at the window. We look out, and there's a bottle of tequila on the balcony.
We looked at each other and said,
we had a time last night.
Just set it up. Give me a scoop. Ooh, make this.
Y'all,
this is not a good idea.
This is a great idea.
Yeah, because.
This is it. After this.
Boom. That's it. Thank you.
Y'all, so if you're not watching this on Patreon or YouTube,
it.
You guys, we have food in front of us. We got kombucha. We got electrolytes. We got Red Bull.
Please don't mess up Mandy's table.
We got food. We are in New York City and potting with Shekinah.
Hey, y'all.
And Ashley.
What it do?
Our team. Mm. Y'all know that be behind the scenes. Oh, every podcast, they be right here behind the cameras.
Only you could do that in a bodega.
In a bodega. We went to a bodega. We got here. We were super late. We saw a bodega across the street. We went over there and got a feast. We had French fries,
this
noodles.
Is hot.
Spicy hot? Or hot?
Yeah,
hot.
Yours.
Spicy.
Really?
Mm.
Yeah, it is hot.
I like that.
It is. You want to taste mine, kinda?
Mm-hmm.
We got noodles. We got rice.
Yours
yeah, mine
hot.
Is a little too
it's,
spicy
yeah,
for comfort.
Spicy.
Yeah.
It is.
But yeah. I can manage it.
I bet.
So, yeah, we had a great night last night, and we woke up a little hungover. We woke up motivated. We woke up just full of love and life.
Man.
And, yeah, we wanted the team to come on the podcast today. The gang, gang.
Put it on the chain.
We did not do this stuff by ourselves. It doesn't just take me and B to do this podcast to make it run.
Mm-hmm.
It takes our team. And these are the ones that we spend the most time with. They travel with us.
Literally.
That's a fact.
Literally.
This is this is our core team. We have a big team. I mean, we have probably 5 additional people. Is it good?
It's great.
I know that white sauce is good.
The sauce is good.
What
it's
is
sweet.
Sauce?
It's sweet.
It's like that yum yum stuff. What
Christ.
Is it?
Christ.
Hello.
It's like rice, tomatoes.
We need some guacamole.
I got some.
Megan trying to make a Chipotle bowl.
Did you see the falafel that I got you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I
Megan,
took a bite.
Is it good?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm.
That's good like that?
When it made you do that?
I need some peppers and onion.
Yeah, it looked like a meatloaf.
Wow, thank you, Jay.
Y'all, we ordered Starbucks. Wow.
This is ridiculous.
What?
Y'all.
Thank y'all.
Starbucks is walking.
I do have a pastry delivery coming as well.
This is actually top tier ridiculous.
It's walking through the door.
Mm.
That's you can put that up there. You got tea or a coffee?
For who?
What's that? Coffee?
I need water.
We
is
got
there
all
water
this
out
and
there?
Got no water.
Is there water out there? What? Do y'all have water?
This is
please.
Great.
Thank
impossible?
You. We just asked. Impossible sandwich?
Yeah, you got an impossible?
I didn't, but you could sit it right there.
Yeah, bet.
This Megan's. Y'all.
That's crazy because I did not order that.
For y'all that are listening.
Well.
Megan on the phone. I don't know what she's talking to, but
hi,
for y'all
here?
That are listening to. Jesus, she's trying to get the pastries. We can't even pod right. Somebody talk to these people. We over here having a mukbang. They're like, we are listening. If you are in your car, if you are listening to the audio, once again, it's a mukbang in front of us.
No, well, seriously.
It's not really a mukbang. What?
I want to say that I am.
Why?
I told y'all.
Tell the people.
But why does that make you nervous?
To be on the mic?
Yes.
It's not an interview, though.
It's a conversation, just like we always talk.
No, but I think it's just, like I'm seeing, this is an area where I still have to heal.
Mm. Wow.
That's great, Ash.
But what is it?
Because of what happened
yes.
in this last situation. Wow.
Like, it really affected me.
Wow.
You got to, that's important. Tissue. Let's get them chocolate covered strawberries.
Yeah. When I say y'all, ooh. This is ridiculous.
Y'all have water or no?
Yeah. I was going to go get
oh,
it.
Oh, thank you. She's
thank
like,
you.
I can't do everything.
I can't do everything. I can't run the audio. I can't do time stamps. Get
I'm
the
like,
coffee.
Do y'all have water?
Get,
she's like, yeah, but I have
minute.
Your strawberries in my hand.
She's like, I'm
this
being a damn
ridiculous.
Caterer
this
right
is
now.
Ridiculous.
Y'all, one thing we going to do
we
is
eat.
Laugh,
hey.
Eat,
mm-hmm.
enjoy a good ambiance.
Come on.
Talk about God.
Look
cry.
At, oh my
and
Jesus in heal. Heaven.
Add a little shopping
have
in
that. For dessert.
Please. I know.
Y'all, it's 11:11.
Let's go.
No, we gonna eat them in a minute.
Game time. Remember, we are potting, you guys.
Okay. All right. We know.
Okay.
This wasn't our idea, so this is
I know.
Your
it was mine.
Idea.
I love
go
it.
Go easy on me.
Everybody, talk. Share the mic. Don't overtalk each other. One person talking because it's gonna be a lot of.
Braylon, don't smack.
You're right. I'm going to move. I'm a smacker.
Me too.
So, Ashley, let's talk about that before we get into it.
Ooh.
Do you want to or no?
Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely open to talking about it.
Or explain to the people why, like, what happened.
Why you're nervous around.
Ooh, nervous. I know that I'm nervous because, like, I can feel, like, my little lip Aww. Should that lip do that?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That little vibration?
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah. That's the worst. Yeah, it's like, why am I shaky?
Why am I shaky? And I'm in a comfortable
environment.
I'm
in my safe place.
It's not this, but it's letting me see, like,
it's triggering something.
Yeah, it's triggering something. And for real, I don't know if I've ever been triggered like this. Like, ooh. I don't know if I've ever felt.
Wow.
Because I really am triggered. And I'm like, wow, I really am triggered. And I'm nervous. And I'm like,
yeah.
Don't say the wrong thing.
That's crazy.
But, what happened was, I had did an interview with somebody, and it was a podcast. Went into the interview. It was great. Cool. Prayed before I got in. I was nervous. Did it. It was cool. I'm like, do I want to talk about that? Ooh, but maybe this is part of my healing.
Mm. You don't have to, Ash.
No, I mean, I don't. It's not. Well, I'm not going to. Okay, let's not talk about exactly what happened. Let's just say.
Okay.
I said the wrong thing, or I said something that I could have said better about somebody that I cared about.
Okay. Okay.
And they received it in a terrible, like.
A negative way.
Yeah, negative way. But I did vocalize, like, hey, I did not mean this in a bad way. Like, I just want to let this be known. This is how I meant it, da-da-da. I apologized, all of that.
And it affected y'all's relationship.
It affected our relationship, and it affected two of the closest people to me relationship.
Got you.
So, all three of you.
Yeah.
And it hasn't been the same since.
It hasn't been the same.
Got
with
you.
Either, with all three of you as individuals.
As individuals, and then two of us as a group and everything, but.
She got the water. She's like, I love you. It. Best I love I can.
But the beautiful part about it, though, is that God is so good because he's bringing us back together.
He's bringing us. The other two?
Yes.
Good.
Wow. He's bringing us back together. Like,
good.
And I love relationships that go through stuff because that's how you know.
That's how you know.
Please, because if you're ready to run away, when.
What did you say, Ashley, when it was something you was like, tell me.
Please.
She said, I want to.
No, she told me. She pulled me to the side. She said, you can argue with me.
Yeah, I told Megan.
He's like, you can argue with me.
I felt Megan was beefing with me a little bit. I could feel it. And I'm like, nah, sis.
Yeah.
We can have it.
No, she...
You're deserved... What, this is worth fighting for to me.
It was a reflection. It was a moment to reflect because when you said that, what did I say to you?
You said...
I said, I know I can argue.
You're spoiled.
You are spoiled. That's what I said. I said, you're spoiled.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You want my attention. Mm-hmm. That's why you do that.
Mm.
You want my attention. I said, I love you. I said, I love you. I said, and I know when to argue with you.
Yeah.
Mm.
But in that moment, you wanted attention. I'm not giving that to you right now.
Is that true?
I think that's a seed.
Okay, to a certain degree,
I definitely think
she's
so.
She's the youngest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we look at it like sisters. Like, she's the baby sister.
She's the baby.
The baby.
Yeah, love me. Like, we got our other babies, Imani, Jordan, Chris. Like, those
of
are
of course.
Our, but in this... This, she's like the baby sister.
The baby.
Yeah.
And I am like, love me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, oops. I definitely see that. I'm so grateful because I'm seeing within this, it's caused healing in other areas.
Of course.
Other friendships.
Woo. Of course.
That
healing
I've known
me.
Longer than this. I've only known y'all for five.
Can we get into that? Great.
Can we get into that?
Let's get into how we all kind of came together.
How we were, what we were searching for before they got here.
And we talked about it a little bit on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, we did.
I've known y'all for 27 years.
You guys, this episode of In Totality with me, your host, Megan Ashley, is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you do if you had an extra hour in your day? Really, think about it, guys. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Listen, you guys, I have been in therapy for a year, and it has helped me so much. I mean, tremendously, in helping me find what really matters to me the most. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/totality today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/totality. All right, guys, back to the show. All right, guys, before we continue on with this episode, just a quick announcement. Black representation in media is super important to our community as it promotes diversity, challenges stereotypes, and allows for more authentic storytelling. It helps foster a sense of belonging and can positively impact societal perceptions and breaking down biases. Tabitha Brown, Ava DuVernay, Viola Davis, Issa Rae all have made significant contributions to film, television, and media, paving the way for more diversity and inclusion. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories and Black truths. I recently listened to an episode entitled A Taste of Freedom. This episode talks about Juneteenth and the day that the enslaved Texans found out more than 2 years after Emancipation Day that they were free. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcast that center Black voices. It's NPR's Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices that are varied, nuanced, and Black. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. All right, guys, back to the show.
Crazy.
Literally.
Betty Bethel.
Betty
that
Bethel,
is crazy.
Mabel May.
What?
Shug.
That's those are our old people names, y'all.
I've known y'all for 27 years.
Literally.
Long years. Y'all.
Since so, I was created.
We started this podcast. B and I started this podcast officially in April on B's birthday, right?
Mm-hmm. That was when the first episode dropped.
That's when the first episode dropped.
Our anniversary is like February.
Yeah,
like our
we started
day.
Actually February. So during the time of starting the podcast, B had just recently let go of her old videographer, right?
Which was very difficult for me to do,
very.
By the way.
Because she don't like change like that. B don't like change like that.
He was talented.
He was great.
He was great.
He was a brother.
He was a brother.
He's our brother. Yeah. I mean, I love Ray.
Yeah, and we became friends. You know, we had a relationship outside of work. Yeah. So I didn't want to fire him.
Right.
Yeah. You know, but it was just, we weren't. He was busy.
We would be like, Jay, can you go get tampons for us? And he would go get it. Like,
period.
That was
like literally. On his way to my house to edit, can you please stop and get the whatever I needed? Can you take me to the airport? A brother. Literally a brother. But our visions just weren't aligning. Mm-hmm. You know, he has so much going on. He's so talented. He works with other brands. He works for a production company. Mm. It was just hard for him to pour into
us as
much as we needed. And we needed that at the time.
Yeah.
We needed somebody that was like, at this point, I'll hire an intern.
Yeah.
I need somebody that has time for the B Simone brand, period. Like, that's just what I needed, you know? But he's amazing. Shout out to Jay Nelson, y'all.
Nelson,
he did all Baby Girl TV. He was our videographer for 2-3 years. And, you know, we just saw him at the Bounce premiere. Showed him, hugged him, loved him. Yeah, he was taking pictures and everything.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Love him.
So, yeah.
But that's a whole nother thing in and of itself. Why? But go ahead.
Right. Yeah. But, we let him go, and that was so hard
for me.
She
let him go. I wasn't really trying to let him go.
Yeah, she wasn't.
I'm like, well, you know, I'm trying to offer some bail. Like, come on. We can make this. He's family, because I'm a family person. Like, once you're in a family, you're in a family.
And
like,
he has the talent.
And he's talented,
It was just, you know, timing and
certain trust. And we trusted him. We were so that was my thing, and I know
he
that was
a male,
big thing
and we trusted him. We could travel with him. We could
coming back.
Ooh. Yeah, he might.
I wouldn't
doubt that in some way, shape, or form. Whether it's just working together or collaborating, or yeah, I wouldn't doubt that.
But we didn't want. I know for B, she didn't. It's like trusting somebody, that time it takes to trust. Like, we have to be around people that we can just let our guard down
that
with.
That we can be family with. We talked about that on the episode. Yes, everybody is not. Yes, you have to have contracts with some people. Yes, certain people have to have NDAs. Yes, you know when it's like, okay, this is just a strictly business relationship. Mm-hmm. You do your job, I do my job, I pay you for your job, have a good
That's
day.
That. Mm-hmm.
That's that. There are certain places and times for that. But mm-hmm. this is not that. And when you get this feeling, you want that in your team. And you know what I'm saying? Like, we are so blessed that we have that, and we had that with Jay. We trusted Jay. He was a great person. He's a great person. And we loved that. We loved that we trusted him, and it wasn't transactional.
But that season was up, and you got to know when that season is
up. Yeah, and he's doing his thing. Yeah. He shoots everything. He works with everybody. So,
Can I just say that don't be afraid to let somebody go. Like, you need to be able to let people go. And if you love them, let them go.
Let them go.
You know what I'm saying?
Let them go.
Because you can hold up someone else's blessing.
You want to do something else.
You hold up somebody's blessing and yours.
Yeah, and yours.
If we would have held on to him,
we
wouldn't have had room for her.
Yeah. At all.
And without her, This don't work.
It doesn't work.
Without her, this it does don't work. Not Without work. Her, it don't work. Without me, it don't work. It doesn't work. Because it's this.
Yeah, it's this.
So her letting him go
was part of
was
the plan.
Was hard for her and hard for me for different reasons, but it was, you know, it was hard for us. So we went from.
Had no plan, by the way. It was just like,
the
I'm
top
just
of the year,
gonna,
right? It was over.
Stepping out on
faith. We had no plan. We
I'm just not going to be posting. I'm just not going to be YouTube. I'm not going to be vlogging. I was like,
she stopped Baby Girl. She literally stopped Baby Girl TV.
Wow.
We started the podcast. Now, this is so crazy. I'm glad we're talking about this because it's fresh for us right now.
It feels good.
Yeah, it feels good. But it's just like, B really, I don't know why that makes me a little emotional, but B really fought for this. Like, she really fought for this podcast, bro. I didn't want
to
do this. Like, I did not want to do this.
Yeah. Oh, Megan.
And she was so, B's not like that. Mm-hmm. She's like, you know, she's not a planner. She's not she's not that. When I say she forefronted this.
Meetings. She like, saw we had meetings. I was like, no, we're going to do this podcast with this guy.
And she was so adamant about it. She was like, no, like, you're not going to be doing this forever. You're not going to be, we need help. Like, she saw this before, you know what I mean? And I was so resistant of that. And so, I don't know. I just thank you for being like.
A visionary.
Yes.
I love
Truly.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, Jesus.
Ooh. I know.
When you have a friend that can call something out in you. And you don't even want to admit or sometimes can't even see.
Yep.
But stepping out of her comfort zone to say, because I know you're afraid right now of this, I'm going to step outside of my comfort zone.
I got it for both of us.
I got it.
It's like we talked about yesterday.
Yeah.
If you can't bear the cross today, I'm going to hold it for you.
I got it.
I'm going to hold it for you.
Woo. I got it.
I see that you're this today. I see you not feeling today. I see you being having a human moment
it's
today.
On me today.
I got it. I got your cross
because
today.
Because we all get fueled from the same source.
That's literally.
And we can trust that.
And think about how blessed we are that there's three other people that got it.
Exactly. Ooh.
So if I can't carry my cross, I know for sure three other people.
If I can't fully carry it for you, I could split it.
Yeah.
Ooh. That's what I'm saying. I'm never carrying this by myself.
I can split it. We can 1/3 it.
Yeah, what?
We'll 1/3 it.
It's cool. Ashley, you get the back. I got the side.
Woo.
Meg, go over there. We got it.
Yep.
Kind of. Don't worry about it.
Covered.
Put your head
That's
down.
It.
Rest.
Rest.
We got you.
Rest.
Rest.
Rest. In this moment, rest. We got you. That is different.
It's not normal.
That's not normal.
I am 32 years old, and I have encountered a lot of women. I have encountered a lot of business relationships.
Amazing.
I have encountered relationships in my family, relationships with the people that birthed me, relationships with the people that raised me, relationships with men I was sleeping with, like I gave my body to.
Yeah.
Never had this. Ever.
Five.
I'm giving you my body.
5 months.
You birthed me.
5 months.
I don't even have that with those type of people. People I'm sleeping with, never had this.
Never.
Ever.
This is different.
Ever.
Different.
Ever.
5 months.
5 months. You don't. That's why you don't put no time limit on it. God is like, I've been preparing you your whole life. Wow. Here,
my time ain't your time. Here, your time is surface. Your time is
linear.
Linear. Your time is linear.
One, two, three, four.
That's
five.
It. That's like, it.
It's linear.
My time is not.
It's so multidimensional. I'm
everywhere.
I'm everywhere.
I am everywhere.
It's crazy.
Before, like I say all the time, before the foundations of the earth, he knew.
He knew this crazy.
And when he was making Shekinah, because she's the oldest.
Yeah, she's the oldest.
He's getting Shekinah ready, and he got Braylon in mind, and Ashley in mind, and Megan in mind, and Know For Sure in mind, and y'all in mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you see how how deep that is?
You can't. We can't fathom it.
He had them in mind. Yeah, we
had the KFS family in mind.
He had them in mind.
Ooh, geez.
Everybody who's watching it. Specifically,
and guess, and everybody
it's
attached
a Shakira
to
watching
them.
This. He had, I knew Shakira was gonna watch this.
Wow. Ashley, what's up, Brittany?
Yeah,
what's up, Sarah?
Yeah,
what's up? Oh, your husband's right there in the room with you. He listening. I know you think you watching it by yourself. Your husband's listening.
He heard.
Oh,
very much.
He hears it. Mm.
Yeah, your windows was down.
For that
at a red light. Mm. The car next to you heard it.
That
sees.
That was seeds
being planted
everywhere.
That's crazy.
Everywhere.
It's crazy. Because,
and that's what God is telling us. I am everywhere.
In everything.
In everything. Everywhere.
In everything.
You see where I placed you?
In everything.
When we sat on that balcony, like, look at where we at. Look at where we are.
We was just here.
Literally.
We were just here and we're back.
A week
and
ago.
We're back. And we're back.
And we're not tired. We're not.
That's it.
Low on energy.
But that's what Megan said. She was like, what happened yesterday that we will talk about later, that we needed that energy.
We needed that.
That's how we get fueled. That's what fuels us.
But he knows that. Because think about L.A.
Yep, same thing.
It fueled us in L.A. When we got that vision, we were like,
and we're talking about conversations, y'all.
Yeah,
we gotta explain to them because it's not just us. Sorry, you guys. I'm trying to be in the moment, but also be like, we're still potting.
Right. Jesus,
because we will get.
I mean,
you can do it.
We'll
get gone.
That's why we're having this because we want to bring y'all into our world. But backtrack.
Let me scale back.
We didn't want to
because that's my fault.
Didn't want to start the podcast.
Let me. Yeah, I got emotional. I'm sorry.
Yes. Scale back.
Like
go back, go back.
So,
so we can explain to them as we're talking.
That
so when we reference a moment, when we talk about LA or we talk about, we have to explain to them what that
is. Okay. So stop touching me, bro.
Ashley.
She be taking it too far.
Your hand, when you be like this.
Oh, yeah.
See?
No, because I wasn't doing that.
Okay, see, they don't know what we're talking about.
I was
it's like they don't want to hear this. They're lost. We got to keep the people
listen
to us now.
Okay, so going back to the beginning. So we started the podcast and didn't have a team. It was just me and B, right? We scheduled a photo shoot and we scheduled a random person to come do some BTS.
A random girl. Yeah.
At our photo shoot, right? So again, no team.
Nothing.
Me and B.
Nothing.
We have nothing.
Nothing. Really didn't have a plan.
But you had a desire for a team. You knew that you
for sure.
We know we needed
sure.
a team for sure. But before that, before even the podcast, we knew we needed a videographer for her.
Yeah.
She needed videographer. A videographer. Baby Girl TV wasn't a thing that we were like, okay, we're stopping that.
The two things we wanted were a videographer and an assistant.
Yeah.
We need somebody to help. Take stuff off Megan's plate. And if we're going to start a podcast, she's going to be in the forefront. We need assistants and we need a videographer. Those were the two main things we were looking for.
So when we started, again, we didn't have a team. We went through interviews. We set up interviews. We put a flyer out and we said we need an assistant and a videographer. The two things we were looking for, an assistant and a videographer. We put these flyers out.
She went through hundreds of resumes.
I went through, when I say hours and hours of resumes and scheduling people to do it. So we set up a time to do interviews with people.
Oh, Lord.
And we did like 6 hours of interviews, right? Talking to people, like, oh, this person might be cool. I kind of like that person. Oh, this person.
Megan was like, he's cool. I was like, no.
So at the end of the interviews, we ain't got it.
We
didn't find him.
We didn't find him.
So her birthday's coming up. and I'm going through emails. And I see this same, I don't know what email it was, but I see this same email.
Probably I am booking.
I think it was like I am. Was it?
I am booking you.
Okay, yeah, so it was I am. And mm-hmm. I keep seeing that, I am. And then I went to another email because I managed four emails. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to another email and I see
that
I
name
am.
Was there.
I was like, what is that? I was like, wait, I think I just saw that. So I opened the email. I'm like, I think I just saw that on another.
So Ashley emailed three emails, by the way.
She emailed three emails. My email, B's email,
and
the podcast.
Or was it, it was something. Yeah, something. I think it was the B Simone Beauty. I don't know.
No, I think it, I don't know what it was, but it was something.
It was
I don't remember what it was. It was three emails. And I saw the name, so I pull it up, and I pull up her work. And I'm like, oh, this chick's kind of dope. I was mm-hmm. like, I like her. So I'm like, oh, she's just dope. I'm like, I like her stuff. Da, da. I needed somebody to take pictures for her birthday. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, let me reach out to Ashley because because we didn't find a videographer in the interview. So I'm thinking, let's try her. This would be kind of like an interview.
An interview, right? Yeah.
So I, you know, reached out to her and she's like, yeah, I'll do it, you know. Here's my normal rate, but I'll do it for free this time so you can see my work.
Yeah.
Always investing.
Always.
Yeah. Always investing. So you can see how I work.
So she's like, I'm gonna do this so you can see how I work. And this is a very good process that I feel like you have. Like the way you do that is very mm-hmm. good.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Ashley shows up, she's on time, she communicates very well. She's
very well.
Texting right back. She's, I'm here, like, I'm 5 minutes away, pulling up. Anything you want, what kind of vision do you have? Do you want to do whatever, right? So B is very, when I say picky.
I'm very picky about meticulous. Content and aesthetic. Mm-hmm.
She is so meticulous about content and aesthetic.
I'm like, Megan, I'll run the Instagram. Megan's like, take it. I don't give a damn about the cover photo.
I do not care.
She don't care. I'm an aesthetic, mm-hmm. visual. It don't matter to nobody. I don't care if it matters to me. Take out that one. Mm-hmm. Take out that 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. I don't like
it. And it's funny because she, the duality, right? Because mm-hmm. she like, and I'm like the feel. What does it feel like? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she, you see what I'm saying? But you need both.
Yeah.
You need both. And we'll go back to that. But you need both. But anyway, so Ashley comes. She does an amazing job. And the first thing that B says, she, you know, she was nice. She took her pictures and she left.
She did her job.
Did her job. Yeah. And she left. She was great.
Ready to go.
She got
I like
out of
being
there.
Home.
What'd
you say?
I like being home.
I do too. I'm the same way.
She's like, all right.
So she was out. We went the next day. You sent the pictures and you sent a video.
She sent a reel.
A reel.
Yep. It was perfect.
And she said, I don't have one edit for her.
Wow. Not one.
She said, I don't have one edit.
Not one edit. That is probably the first time in history of content.
That's crazy.
From
I'm not kidding.
Of the foundations of this earth.
That I have ever not had one edit. Not one. Not, oh, this is perfect. Just take out the ending. I don't, just cut that off. Perfect. That one clip of me, I feel like my stomach's hanging out. Take that one off. Not one edit.
Never met this girl.
Like that. Yeah, of course.
Never met each other, never worked with each other,
But what was it?
It was for a short film, ATL.
Yeah. But I didn't even know.
She didn't even remember.
I don't remember.
But I'm saying, like, you guys didn't work intimately with each other. So that we had to go to Vegas, I think, like, the week after that, after your birthday.
That was Vegas?
Yeah.
That was that quick?
That was that quick.
Wow.
No.
Yes, it was. It was in April.
In the green hoodie?
Yes. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yes.
Yes.
That's crazy.
That's what I'm saying.
I was like, you were my sister already.
Yes. Yeah.
You that's were. What I'm saying.
That trip?
That's what I'm saying.
No, but we said that. We were like,
that
I was like,
let,
it was like, this like, is kind of weird.
Yeah. We were like, should we bring, I was like, we can hire Ashley. And, asked her rate.
We mm-hmm. asked her rate. And well, No,
that was it. We asked her rate. And she said how much, and she gave it. And you were like, well, dang, that's a lot. Let's see if she'll do it for this. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'll see. And I went back to her, and she was like, honestly, like, this is my rate. Da 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 da.
Because I like
that baby
being
said, I know
home.
My worth. Yeah.
Like, she
this
was
is
like,
my rate.
She was like, this is my rate. And B was like, Booker.
Booker.
We'll fly her out. She was like, she was like, look, she was like, at the end of the day, if it works, it works. Yes. Fire out.
Book, pay a rate.
Pay
like,
a rate.
Like, she was like, no, this is my rate.
Yeah.
Like, this is, you know, I said, book her, because we needed to see how we traveled with her. That's, that's big for us.
It's big for me. You will never be close to me and work for me or work with me and I not travel with you first. I need to see how we travel.
How are you moving?
I need to see how you move.
Yeah.
I need to see how you move.
It was big for us.
I need to see how you move through security, how you respond to people. If somebody bumps you, I need to see what, I need to see you move. I have to see you move.
I caught an old man from falling.
You know what I'm saying? I need to see if you're gonna, are you gonna offer the window seat or are you gonna, I need to see if you're gonna, what are you, are you gonna help me pick up my, I need to see how you move, right?
So traveling. Are you a team player?
Yeah.
Are you gonna, are you just a videographer, photographer, or do you find areas to serve? I gotta see how you move. So traveling with me is big.
Yeah.
I gotta see how you move. So she, we were like, all right, fuck it.
We'll try Vegas.
We'll try it. Yeah. Vegas. Flew her out there.
I cannot believe that.
When
was
I say,
mm-hmm.
instantly,
it was perfect.
It's almost like I don't know it like it was before.
Exactly. I never felt like I got to know you.
That's what you
I just
say.
Knew you.
That's what you say. That scared you. Yeah.
It scared me.
Yeah.
That scared me. I never felt like we got to know Ashley. Like, oh, yeah, mm-hmm. I like her. We're warming up. Like, yeah, she's great. Yeah, let's keep traveling.
I don't.
It was instant.
It was just, it happened.
It was.
Wow.
From the day.
It was.
The first day, my birthday, it was.
It was.
It just was. It was.
It was. Was
that is crazy.
That is crazy.
That's crazy.
We didn't have no, we're running through the hotel room laughing, having fun.
I did a full music video.
When I say I was so in it, I'm like, yeah, because I'm finna get
we're,
this.
Yeah, we're jumping on the bed.
Go to our TikTok.
No, I remember the video in my head.
It's on TikTok. I have on like a green hoodie.
Yeah.
Megan, I don't know. Megan has on like a black hoodie or something. That TikTok was super, super dope.
It was
super,
super dope. And it was fun.
It was fun.
We had fun.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We had fun.
Yeah.
And Ashley was always looking for, oh, no, I'll get it. I'll hold that or I'll do that. Oh, no.
Ashley never has anything in her hand. Ever.
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 Whether it's my bag, your bag, this, that, anybody need this, anybody, servant.
Looking,
100%.
But looking. It's the looking.
Where, how can I help?
Where can I, what do you need? You need, and then. This may sound silly, but it's not silly to me.
Yeah.
And we laugh about this. Like, we can all do our own makeup. Do you
No, seriously.
Y'all don't get it.
Nobody got to help nobody.
Four women that do their own makeup
hair.
And their own hair.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't have to worry about you dressing inappropriately. I know you know how to read a room.
Jesus.
I know you know how to play your role, but I don't have to worry.
I don't have to worry.
I don't
about
have
that.
To coach you through nothing. Ooh. Hey, make sure you bring X, Y, and Z because we're going. I can say, yo, this is what we doing, and you already know what to pack.
Yes.
And hey, I thought about y'all because I know y'all really do.
The fact that we know what to pack on these trips
or helping each other.
Helping.
Like I brought this for you.
I thought you was gonna need something.
Yeah, I knew you was gonna need that.
Crazy.
I got that extension cord because
I knew you was gonna need that.
Literally.
You ain't never got lashes, B. They in my bag.
You got the lashes.
I bought the 5-pack.
You
seriously always the 5-pack now.
I bought the 5-pack.
B always needs
always
lashes.
The 5-pack.
Yeah, I need to have lashes.
And makeup wipes.
I bought the 5-pack.
And makeup wipes.
And toothpaste. Add that.
Yeah. Toothpaste, body wash.
What?
Selfless. That's just selfless.
It's like I carry y'all with me. When
always.
I'm not with y'all, I carry y'all with me. And I'm like, but Ash kind of, okay, but maybe she might need that. Let me You know what I'm saying? It's like literally like I've never experienced that before.
Ever.
And to have that so fast
so
with you
fast.
Was wild.
It was instant.
And what was I saying? Before we officially realized what this was, right? What did I say was really important to me about the podcast?
Black women, and women of color.
I said women of color. Main thing was black women.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I'm gonna be honest with that. That wasn't
your thing.
A non-negotiable for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I would hire an Asian, a white girl. I said at the end of the day, Megan, I have worked with black women my whole career, and. When they're when
no it, seriously
it's a shit show.
She was like and
it was a honestly yeah. but and I'm not saying that doesn't exist obviously it does
Jesus.
obviously it does, Jesus. Right? But in my mind, at that, I said, Megan, whoever can do the job.
Do the job. Get the job.
Whoever
done.
Doesn't want to be hired so they can be a fan. Wow. Whoever doesn't want to be hired so they can be
the next
Be Simone.
What?
Like, whoever doesn't want to be hired just so they can be on the red carpet and be in the line and be all the wrong reasons. I just want somebody with pure intent, yellow, purple, black, or white.
He is precious in his sight.
He is precious in his sight. You could be yellow, baby. Can you do it?
Can you do it?
Is your heart pure? That's all I wanted, right? I just wanted a good person that could do their job.
And she was Can they do the job?
No, right.
She didn't give a damn.
I didn't care about them being black, right?
And for me, I felt that very strongly.
Yeah.
I felt that. And I don't know why, because I'm really not that.
I've never really been that type of person.
I'm like, people like, obviously, I love my people, but I've never been like that. I'm very accepting. I'm like, whoever, you know, I'm not like that.
Yeah.
But I felt that so strongly in me. I was like, nah, man.
And black women.
I was like, black women.
She wanted black women.
Coming to me, black
women,
black women. I wanted that so bad. Yeah. So when it worked with Ashley and we got back from Vegas, we were just like, I think she can do it,
She's
bro.
Hard.
Let's offer it to her. Let's offer it. Let's give her an offer.
Yeah, let's give her an offer.
So me and Ashley going back and forth about
because our thing is our thing is remember that though. A full-time videographer. That's what we wanted. It was like, not just, time. Oh, can you take pictures of me today? Here's the little $200. Can you get your day rate? Here's a stack. I was like, what is your rate to
be us?
Yeah.
Be with us.
Literally dedicate your life to the vision. Literally what it was. Like, I know you have goals. You're your own person. You have your own life. You have your own family. Mm-hmm. Can you dedicate your craft to this?
And can our purposes align?
Can it align?
Can our purpose? Because we asked her, what do you want to do?
I ask them that all the time.
Mm-hmm. What do you want
to
do?
Your dreams are important to me.
Yeah, you do.
Your dream is not, this is a part of the, know for sure is a part of the plan. This
Your
is a part of art. That's important to me.
That is important to me. Yeah.
That is important to me.
That
is important to me.
Yeah.
Okay, you have a brow bar. We're going to figure that out. I've never seen that type of leadership. Shekinah, what do you want to do? Mm-hmm. Your brow line. Okay, we're going to figure that out. That is still in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
Ashley, your own production company. She's starting an app. That is in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
They have their own dreams. Mm-hmm. You know, and you're dedicating your life to my dream right now.
When I came here to run Be Simone Beauty, when I moved, we had two employees. Mm-hmm. One of them was Baby J and somebody else, right? Mm-hmm. I sat them down and said, what is your ultimate goal?
Mm-hmm.
And I encourage anybody to ask when you're hiring people. Mm-hmm. I encourage you to ask that because I need to know if this aligns.
Yeah. Does it align?
And I need to see how
that's your why.
That's your why. And if I can make this make sense for your why, you're gonna work differently towards that why.
Yeah.
You're gonna work differently because you see it as you're planting a seed, sowing your time to get to where you want to be at. Right.
Yeah.
So if you say to me, if somebody works, if Ashley was like, I want to be a rap artist. Could you imagine, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you want to be a rap artist. How can we make this align or this doesn't align.
That's not the same vision. Yeah.
But knowing what they ultimately wanted was important.
Yeah.
Like, that's not normal.
Yeah.
And to have that type of leadership and that type of foresight and that type of intentionality to be like, yo,
even with Megan, I would she'd be like, quit trying to fire me.
Literally, I was like, God, what is wrong? I was like, what do you need? Am I doing something wrong?
Every 6 months, I'm like, or, you know, anytime we got in, I'm like, are you happy? You do not have to do this. What do you want to do?
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Like, she's so good at
Megan
that.
Be like, stop trying to fire me.
So
like, I'm like, no, I want you to be my assistant, but so I want you to be happy.
Yeah.
Different. You literally told me, and this came at such a perfect time because, you know, the thing that happened with my other friends, but you literally told me, you said, Ashley,
this relationship is worth fighting for.
Yeah. Mm. Yes.
I said, now, wait a minute.
Yes.
What'd you say?
Yes.
I said, now, wait a minute.
Yes.
You, you knew I needed said? To hear
yep.
that?
Yeah.
Because who, told that, you, because, who told you I needed
told
to hear
you?
That?
Who told you?
That I needed...
Nah. Who told you?
Ooh-wee.
Who?
Who?
Wow.
And I mean that.
Yeah.
Who told you that I needed to hear that?
I mean
that? But that's how he's moving that's all of this so moving. Fast.
Yeah. Alignment.
He's so fast.
But we're all being obedient. If one of us is off, it's it can't work. We all have to do the individual work to have this be right.
Who told you?
Who told you I needed to hear it? Because that's what we ask ourselves, like, dang, how did you know I needed that?
Yeah.
How did you know I needed that?
How did you know I was gonna say drunk in love?
Yep. Right.
How'd you know that?
How'd you know?
That's an insider, y'all.
That's an insider.
Sorry.
But how did you know that?
Yeah.
How'd you know?
How did she know that last night? We'll get back to it, but okay. How did she know that last night?
Wait.
What I said when we when the show was over.
That was kinda.
I was
that
like,
was crazy.
What did she say?
We'll get to it. We have to explain to the viewers. Y'all still with us. Just listen to our story a little bit. We just venting.
Don't listen to our story. That,
I'm keeping y'all. Okay.
We'll go back to that, but don't forget that. Because that was
kind of put that in your notes. Just when Kina caught it after the show on the risers.
That was crazy. But so we offered Ashley a position.
Yeah.
And we tried to, you know, we were negotiating, going back, because we were like, we need you fully.
Mm-hmm.
We need you. And she was like, what does that look like? And I was like, we need you.
Your time.
We need you. That's all
we
I got.
We need your dedication. We need your,
like, hey,
we
we're
need
leaving
a big
tomorrow.
Chunk of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Can you jump on a flight?
All the time. I literally was like, we were like, do you have a car?
She said, yep.
Do you have a passport?
Mm-hmm.
Do you travel? We were like, do you have a boyfriend?
Wow.
Do you have a boyfriend?
Do you have a boyfriend?
Oh. Broke up with me.
I was like, perfect.
Perfect. No, seriously. We were like, great.
No, what? She's single. She's focused. Young. She's focused.
She doesn't have any kids. And thankfully, we didn't need.
Yeah.
We couldn't really need. Mm-hmm. We couldn't use somebody.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Other mm-hmm. big for commitments
sure.
like that.
For mm-hmm. sure.
It was like that was perfect timing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And then, so she said yes. We hire Ashley. And we like, all right. We still missing a piece.
We're like, mm-hmm. we had interviews for an assistant and a videographer. We got the videographer.
And mm-hmm. we did 3-4 podcasts.
Yep.
Maybe five
yep.
episodes.
Yep.
With no assistant.
Yep.
Just us, right?
Yep.
And when I say no assistant, I mean I'm running to the grocery store in the morning, cleaning the house, setting up the food, buying it.
Stressful.
Yeah.
Stressful.
Why would you do that?
Yeah, draining.
Why would I do that to myself?
Draining,
stressful. Right? But I knew that I couldn't rush what I knew
we
was
had no other happen. Choice.
I didn't
yeah.
have a, you know what I'm saying? I'll sacrifice that because I'm not about to bring somebody in this position yet.
Mm-hmm. Just to take that off and then ruin
and
whatever.
You know what I'm saying?
Just to hire anybody.
Just to hire somebody.
Yeah.
So then I don't remember what kind of helped me with B's birthday.
Mm.
And I asked, and that's so funny that it was that first full collab.
Yeah.
We didn't even know.
So for B's birthday, when we hired Ashley for the very first time, when she said, I'll do it for free just so you guys can see my work, I had reached out to Kina. Now, and I will introduce Kina, and she can say how, you know, she was introduced to the group, but I've known Kina for 16 years. I've known Kina since I was 16. I don't know how many years that was, but since I was 16.
Mm-hmm.
That's 16.
And 16 years?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's funny. So I've known her for 16
half
years.
Half of your life.
She's known me before kids. She's known me through pregnancy. She's known me after. She's seen me at pretty much all the stages of my life, right? Mm-hmm. So Kina moves to Atlanta. Kina's from North Carolina. She lived in New York and back to North Carolina, Maryland, and then back to Raleigh and then came to Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And so me and Kina are very, very close. She's like my sister, literally. We've known each other for that long. We've been close. So I'm like, yo, can you help me with this? I need some birthday
menus
for B's dinner and a cake.
Mm-hmm.
Can you help me find? She's like, oh, yeah, did it all. When I say I didn't do nothing, she was like, sis, send me your card number.
Ooh-wee.
Done.
I didn't ask.
Literally assisting.
Ooh-wee.
Wasn't even thinking about it like that though. Just a friend helping.
Yeah, I was just like, because she knew how to do all that stuff, and I'm like, kind of, can you help me with that?
Yeah.
She was like, yeah, I got you. Okay, so that's our first full collab as a... Mm-hmm.
But we didn't even know it.
Didn't even know it.
Not even knowing. Right. Everybody playing their position. Mm-hmm. Literally. Mm-hmm. But not even knowing that was already...
But y'all not hired an assistant. Because when I went to the party that day, it was an assistant there helping me.
We had an intern. We did.
I forgot. And she got pregnant.
She got pregnant.
She got pregnant.
Mm-hmm. So we did. Yep. We did.
We were interning her to see how she did for the first 30 days.
Yep. Mm.
But it was, it never was easy. And like, it never, was just like,
it literally felt like a temp job. Yeah. Like, it felt like she was
this,
a temp.
Yeah. Like
a placeholder.
Yeah. Like, she could probably do her job, but it's not a.
And she really, I mean, there really wasn't a whole lot for her to do.
Right.
Because we didn't trust, like, we could.
Right.
Yeah.
We can't, you cannot delegate work, you guys, if you do not trust who you're delegating it to. You can't. It's very, very difficult to do that.
Especially that position.
Yeah.
That
your position. Assistant.
It's like, I can't give you my card.
They hear, they know
everything. I can't give you my password.
Nothing.
Yeah. We couldn't give her, it would have been really hard to do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We were like, no.
So we were like,
And then she got pregnant. We were like, yes.
She was like, I have to move back. And we were like, thank you.
We were like, this yes.
Be safe. May the Lord watch.
I was like, well, that's our answer.
No
that's, that, and it felt great.
Yeah.
I was like,
okay. So that was at the end of April. So then in May, we went to L.A. Mm-hmm. to pod.
Mm-hmm. No, before that, I came to your house for the first... I came to see you guys do the podcast.
I invited her to come there.
In Atlanta.
In Atlanta.
Okay. Who did we have?
It was...
You remember who the guest was?
The sex...
Oh, sexologist.
Oh, got you. Yeah. Samaya. Okay, okay.
And yes, I was there, and I was like, and I went shopping with you. I did the whole day.
I do remember that.
And I texted her that night, and I was like, what can I do? Like...
She was like, sis, you can't do that
anymore.
You said it. You're like, from now on, I'm doing this.
Oh, yeah, I think I might have said it that day. Yeah, I was like, I'll do all hospitality.
Jesus. She said that. She's like, from now on, I'll do all hospitality. She's like, you can't work like that.
Wow, I didn't know that.
You saw it on her.
Yes.
She's like, you can't work.
Yes.
She's like, you can't work like that.
And then what was crazy is like, you have to do all this.
And then you got to sit on the mic
and have something to say
and give energy.
Yeah, no.
No.
She literally texted me, like, you said it in the kitchen. I remember you said it. And then you were like, later on, I don't know if it was that day or the day after.
I think I texted that night, yeah.
I don't remember what you said, but you were like, I want to be for you what you were for me. Let me help you. I want to be that for you. Mm. And I'm like, all right. When I say it was like, I always knew it was her.
I always
knew. When she told me she was moving to Atlanta, I don't know why this gets me emotional. I always knew it was her.
I know, me too.
I always knew. Yeah. I knew it. I didn't know how.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. It's like, I didn't know.
I was so frustrated with having my brow business and not feeling like that's what I was supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And having this thing inside of God's right here. Like, no, I'm just like, just wait. Just wait, mm-hmm. like
literally,
there is something mm-hmm. else. That was mm-hmm. so frustrating for me.
Not knowing what it was, right?
Yeah.
But that's it's like not knowing the how it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
And I knew in my spirit, I was like, man, I knew it was her. Mm-hmm. I just didn't know how that was gonna align. So when she came and did we were about to go to LA to film the podcast in LA, and I'm like, you know, we need help. Actually, mm-hmm. B kind of brought up. She's like, we need, like, you, because you can't keep doing this.
I saw it on her.
Mm-hmm. Like, she was like,
Megan gonna get it done.
Mm-hmm.
Megan will not sleep.
And she's still mm-hmm. be trying to do
like
it.
Like, today, y'all.
She's still trying to do it.
I told B, I said, she don't delegate.
Can I do my job?
Still. I said, we gonna get there, and we can continue. So I'm like, okay, baby step. She's trying. As long as I see effort, both
I
ways.
I haven't interjected in any of these group texts.
No.
I don't know what's going on.
She said, handle it.
I said, Shekinah, I hope you know what you're doing.
Last month, I think you've really
been doing good. Yeah. Even better at letting go. Because
my goal is to get Megan
off
of fully.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, well, give it a minute.
I am.
Give it a beat.
I am. But she would do everything.
Mm-hmm.
Be the assistant, be the graphic designer, be the manager, be the video. Okay, yes. Ashley can't make it. I'll get the reels on my iPhone. Then sit in front of the mic and try mm-hmm. to be the face.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous.
No.
Yeah. It's a
she
no.
said, yeah. No, it's a no for me.
No, it's getting to a no. I get it.
Yeah. For sure.
I get it.
Yeah.
Everything has its probably, yeah. its his place time, and its time. Yeah. So I understand that. Yeah. And I receive that. And I feel like I'm doing better at receiving.
You are.
Stop. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
You go sit. You go do that.
Absolutely.
I feel like I'm doing better at receiving that.
Yeah.
Because that's an uncomfortable. Because like I said, at dinner, I was like, that feeling of like, I love to be needed. I love to serve. That's you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If sitting here doesn't feel like
Yeah,
you
no,
see what
I'm saying? I know exactly.
Because you're not
when you
physically
said it,
doing something.
When you said it yesterday, this is God is calling you to a different level of serving that you're not
that she has used to. You're not used to.
Like how I love I love physical touch. Like, but I like touching my people that I love.
Yeah. Yeah.
But y'all don't necessarily, you know, want to receive that. It's that same concept. Like God is calling you to a different level of serving. Mm-hmm. That's what maybe not what you think you want to do, but this is what's going to be best.
Your greatest gift, your voice, Megan. Your words are your greatest gift.
And
bro.
You be going crazy.
Your servanthood isn't even physical. You could sit there.
And I think that's the thing. That doesn't.
You feel like you got to be moving.
I feel like I have to do it.
Tangibly
like, I have
doing
to do
something.
Stuff because I don't feel worthy
yeah,
of
he's
being
challenging
able to
that.
Just sit here.
He's challenging that.
Come on.
He's literally challenging
you
that.
Literally.
Yeah, he is.
He's literally challenging that.
Literally, you opening up your mouth is serving God and serving your
He
purpose.
Like, yeah,
you don't
think,
even have to move.
You think you got to be tired?
Yeah.
Girl.
You think you have to exhaust everything?
No,
I just
need to talk.
It can be the simplest thing.
Sit still and talk.
All you got to do is just open up your mouth.
Jesus, that's it.
And then guess what? You leave and you go spend time with your kids.
That's right. You use the energy for that.
You thought you had to be drained to be worthy?
You use the energy for that.
You thought you had to be drained to be worthy?
You use the energy for that, Megan. You save all that for that.
You thought you had to be drained
to be worthy.
No.
But it goes back to what we listened to this morning. I already paid the price.
Yeah. I paid it for you.
I keep covering it.
Yes.
Listen, I keep covering the tab.
Yeah, every time.
Every time. I got it. And it's not about you being deserving. It's that I gave that
I
to
love
you.
I gladly do it.
Yep.
It's not that I'm worthy of it, but I have been granted access to grace. And mercy and love. He bought that for me. Like I don't have, you know what I mean? And being able to rest in that is new. It's new. And because it's forcing me to like, I don't know. It's an ego kill.
It's humbling.
It's a humbling thing.
Wow.
It is an ego kill
to
me. Like I am in this season
that's
where God is like, when I say shredding my ego, shredding.
Yes.
Like that pride.
Yeah.
I
want
that. You think it's on you? You think you're doing something?
Yeah. You think this is about you?
You think it's about you?
You think this is about you?
Yeah.
You think you have to do something for me to love you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think you have to do something?
Come on.
You don't have to do that.
Come on.
Why are you doing that?
Yeah.
Come on.
You know what I mean? But it's a ego kill.
Yeah.
Like it is a major ego kill.
Yeah. And that's good.
Yeah.
And you are so self-aware, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's so self-aware. She like I see her growing. I told her outside. I was like, I am so fucking proud of you.
Yeah.
I see you.
Mm-hmm.
I see you.
We do see
every day. Fight for your happiness, your peace, your purpose for God. I see you every single day. You do that shit. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to continue to do it right here.
But together. Thank God that I have y'all and we have each other.
Because
that would be hard to do by myself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's hard.
Yeah. Yeah. It is.
Let me take the pressure off a little bit.
They got you.
Literally.
That's it. That's
like,
it.
To have a place where you can just be yourself.
Yeah. No, seriously. Good, bad, and ugly.
Good, bad, and ugly.
To just be.
Because y'all about to get all of that from me.
What? Oof. All of it.
All of it.
All of it.
All of it. Not just the good moments.
Yep. Yep.
Not just the good moments.
Yep.
That's wild.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's not normal.
And we have that.
That's not normal.
We have that.
And then when we went out to L.A., we flew out with us. And we were like, let's see.
This was the first time you came with us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was like, yeah, I'll go. And I'm like, look, man. I was like, the pod ain't making no money right now.
Yeah.
I just need some help. I
was Even when we hired Ashley, we was like, you know.
It was a struggle.
God told me to invest in y'all.
Yeah. Literally.
He said,
literally.
Take your cut.
Literally.
Cut that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take that pay cut.
Yeah.
Invest in them.
Yeah.
Invest.
Yeah.
I want you to invest.
Yeah.
And he keeps telling me that.
Yeah.
I want you to invest.
Yeah.
Keep investing.
Yeah.
Keep investing.
That shit gonna come back tenfold.
What?
We're not worried about that.
We get to LA. kind of flies out there. I'm like, yo, we ain't got no money right now, but we make sure you food,
pay,
flight.
No
she was like,
what are you talking about?
I'll just come help. I just want to help, right? I just want to help. I want to serve. I want to serve.
Kind of kept saying that Megan needs help. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like she would be telling, she's like, she needs help. Tell her to get, like, tell her to tell me.
Tell her to.
I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll do it.
You just
got to
tell me what to do.
Tell me what to do. Yeah. I'll do it.
Yeah. You got to use me.
Yeah.
Use me.
I can be here, but you have to choose to use me.
I'm a tool. I was given to you.
Yes.
I'm a gift.
A gift.
I'm a gift to you.
A gift.
Open me up.
Utilize me.
Open me up. Yep.
Utilize me, and that, not even just in a way of working.
Yeah,
but like I have people. God has given me you guys, and there's a tool in each of you that helps fix something in me.
Mm-hmm. Same,
you know what I'm saying? And it's not just about this. Mm-hmm. It's like no, utilize them. Mm-hmm. When you need some gentleness, call Shekinah.
Mm-hmm.
You need that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When you need understanding, call Braylon.
Yeah.
When you need to feel alive, call Ashley.
Yeah.
Those are tools.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's a tool. And we take for granted the people that we have in our lives and the gifts that they possess.
And it's not normal.
Take for granted.
We take that
like
shit for granted.
It's like you say all the time, we can never treat this as common.
We can't.
And people don't get to experience this, bro. It's almost unfair. It's like, how are we feeling this? How are we experiencing this?
You chose me.
What?
You love me this much that you chose me for this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But this also goes to show, it goes back to being obedient.
I was
when you're
say.
Working on yourself in your own walk. And
what just comes.
Mm-hmm. What you attract.
Yes.
That is real. Mm-hmm. We had to do our solo journeys, woo! Y'all. If we could have made one wrong
Atlanta.
Decision and we would have never been here. We chose to be obedient and grow and go on that journey with God individually. All different levels, all different seasons, all different, but we made that choice to get us here. Mm. And I want people to understand that just like we said, we're so blessed and we're chosen. Y'all can have that same thing. Mm-hmm. You have to choose it though.
Yeah.
You have to choose it.
Yeah, that's
what
you
know, my friends and okay, come on now. What are you attracting? What are you doing?
Yep,
are you trustworthy?
Yep.
Are you loyal?
Mm-hmm.
Are you a servant?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you how is your heart posture?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Look at yourself first and fix that.
Yeah.
And you will we are all so aligned, but I truly believe we attracted this.
Yeah. We attracted that.
Yeah.
We attracted it.
And we're
the
same, bro. Because we lost a lot of things along the way to get here.
Yes.
Yeah. I just lost my best friend.
Yeah.
And I was like, done with friendships. I don't want a new friend.
Yeah.
Like, no. And then this came.
You physically lost her?
No,
or just
the friendship?
Got you.
And I don't know why. I literally still don't know why.
Okay.
But I was done. I was tired. I'm like, I can't do this no more.
Yeah.
You invest and you give so much.
Because you know who you are.
Yes.
Come on.
I give my whole heart.
I know you do.
When I say, what?
Whole heart. You give your whole heart like you got two of them.
Yeah.
What? She got space.
Like you got nine.
She got
lives.
A spare in the
and
back.
I still have space. Like
she's
my
like,
best
girl,
of love
yeah.
is like it's
big.
That
yeah.
is huge.
And when I feel like somebody just came and just took it and like, I was like, I'm done.
Yeah.
But God was like, no, I need that. I want that. I need you to make space for what's to come. Because
that's
that friend
would
have taught me out of all this.
That's what he did.
But look,
he said, and then gave you double.
Woo!
Ooh!
Ooh! Really? Triple.
Because y'all, he repositioned my two closest friends to make room for two new people into my life. And that, and then he brought us back. That's double.
That's double.
That's double.
That's double. That's double.
That's double.
That's double.
Oh, your trouble. Okay. Right, so what trouble have I been in recently that I'm going to get double?
I feel like double.
I feel like double.
The word double is on my mind.
How he just made that space. You know what I'm saying?
That's
how
amazing.
He made that space for...
And literally the friendship break up and you don't know why.
That's amazing.
Like, yeah.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
I'm just making room.
That I'm making room
for what God will explain later.
He's
explaining it now.
Yes.
And he's about to do so much
later.
Stuff right now in this that he's... We'll get it in 5 years. We'll get it in 10 years. We'll get it...
The first night in LA when we... Or I don't know if it was the last night. Last night in LA. We all sat in the jacuzzi. It happened then.
Yeah. It was the first night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was the first night.
That's when we had that revelation, like, whoa.
We were interviewed for y'all too.
Yeah. And we're sitting here in the jacuzzi.
Yeah.
How did this happen?
How did this happen?
We didn't even put the two and two together.
Official in the...
No, that became official. Yeah. We were like, this is it.
Yeah.
This is the team.
That was your first...
in the hot tub.
Yeah.
Wow. And ever since then, it's just been.
It's just been.
Literally, like, it's just been.
It just was. It's just been.
Like, and I told them last night.
That's crazy.
I was like, I feel at home.
I when feel I'm with at y'all. Home.
Like, my most self.
My whole. Mm-hmm. And it has nothing to do with, you know what I'm saying? Like
anybody else.
It's not like a level or a hierarchy or thing. It's when you have your, when you realize what your purpose, like when God reveals it fully to you. God has always revealed nuggets, like pieces. Hey, go towards that.
Be attracted, interested in those things.
Yeah. He's nudged us in different ways. But when he fully reveals the purpose, and then it's like, oh, you too?
Yep.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
It's like,
so
it's
so clear as day.
Different.
So aligned.
It's like different. Mm-hmm. And for all of us to believe in the same thing,
have the same mind.
Our
foundation is the same.
Have our own individual. We all have individual relationships with God, y'all. Yeah. Individually.
Yeah.
When we come back, it's like, desire. Let me tell you what God showed me this week.
I mean, I get revelations every day.
All the time.
And we desire for that relationship. Y'all, I got a revelation. We desire to get better. That's just a desire that's in us.
Mm-hmm. I'm fasting right now.
Literally.
Yeah.
Your 6-month fast is up, the No For Sure anniversary.
And I did not plan that.
No, but he did.
At all.
That's but crazy.
God did.
The second
God
month.
God did.
That's crazy.
But he did.
And then when we were sitting on the bed in LA after.
Oh, Lord.
I just was
that,
like.
This last trip?
No, when we went to, yeah. When
was
we, after we got
trip?
Done filming
with Kendra. Spicy and Kendra.
Okay, yeah.
That night.
Oh.
Me and Meg.
When, after we, you remember we were in the closet and we all had that revelation and we did we had to hurry up and do Kendra, start Kendra's interview because she had been waiting. We didn't want her to wait no more. And started that interview. And then afterwards, we were just like,
what happened?
And B, I think we're so like.
Y'all were
emotional.
Gone.
Mm-hmm.
Emotionally like. It was draining in a sense because it was like, wow, it was heavy.
Yeah, it was heavy.
It was heavy.
It wasn't bad.
No.
It wasn't bad. It was just like.
The feeling?
Yeah. Mm.
It wasn't bad, but it was like, whoa.
Whoa.
It was like, whoa.
Whoa. Like, whoa, God, like, for real called us to do this.
I was like, it was almost
we have
scary.
To do this. Yeah.
It was scary.
Like, we sat on that bed for like 2 hours crying. We were looking at each other.
But God
was
made
crying.
Room for that earlier that morning.
Yeah.
When you had your breakdown.
Oh,
it
yeah.
It was like he was making room for it.
Oh, yeah.
To fill you back up with this new.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I needed
that's
that.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I told you that yesterday.
Yeah.
It was like a release to receive.
Yeah. I needed that.
Yeah.
A release to receive.
You got release.
To receive.
You holding on so tight.
Yeah.
It's going to break.
Yeah. Yeah.
Release. He said, I need room.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I need you
I
to
need
see
room.
It.
Yeah. Because
there's going to be a part in that spicy conversation.
Yeah. Ooh.
That was crazy.
Ooh, that was crazy.
That was crazy.
That was crazy for everybody in the room.
In the room.
Crazy.
That was crazy for everybody in the room.
But if it wasn't for her, that's morning saying, no, cry.
Yeah.
So, y'all, well, we talked about it on the podcast, but that morning before we had the revelation on the bed that night in LA, Megan had, like, broke down. Hold on, you guys. I know it's getting good. I know it's getting juicy. I know it's getting deep. Great conversations with our team. Y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to part one. Part two will be out next week. Stay on the edge of your seat. We love you guys.
Don't go
nowhere. We'll see you next week. Stay tuned for this conversation. Part two next week. Bye, KFS fam. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Know For Sure podcast. Make sure you keep the conversation going and use our hashtag KnowForSurePod.
Yes, we want to see you guys share the hashtag KnowForSurePod on all social media platforms. We want to keep the conversation going.
Keep it going. Go to the website KnowForSurePod.com and follow us on all social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter, KnowForSurePod.